Right, Katie asked me to talk about King Hezekiah's prayer. But you might well be saying, well, who is Hezekiah and what's so important about his prayer? So I thought I'd better give you a little bit of intro. But the more I looked into the kings of Israel, it was complicated, and I don't do complicated. So basically, when the Israelites were rescued and taken to the promised land, God's plan was that they would be blessed, they'd be living in a land flowing with milk and honey, and it would be okay. But they never could seem to do what God wanted them to do. They were always disobedient. They were never following his instructions, never obeying him. They were going into lands, sacrificing to other gods, intermarrying, sacrificing their own children. They just couldn't stick to what he was saying. And because of it, they were greatly oppressed by the other nations, the very nations that they were supposed to have conquered. And that made them a target of these warring nations. And then they insisted on having kings when they actually had a king, and that was God himself. And this created a whole load more problems, because these kings were, many of them were evil and just encouraged them in their sinful ways. And they ended up being split into two nations, Israel in the north and Judah in the south. And King Hezekiah was a king of Judah in the south. And this is what it says in 2 Kings 18, 5-6. He was a good king. He was a faithful king. He trusted in God. He put his whole trust in the God of Israel. There was no king quite like him, either before or after. Unlike his father before him, King Ahaz, who was an evil king. This is what I'm saying now. That's not what the Bible says. King Hezekiah didn't want to be subservient to the powerful kings of Assyria anymore. Although once before, when this particular king, King Sennacherib, had attacked the outlying fortress cities of Judah, King Hezekiah had tried to appease him by paying him vast amounts of silver and gold. But it didn't work. Making deals with the enemy is never a good idea. It doesn't work. But you can read all about it in 2 Kings 18 and 19. And throughout the stressful time of leadership, Hezekiah constantly, consistently used the same battle plan. He went to the Lord in prayer. But then the Assyrian king, Sennacherib, launched a huge smear campaign against Hezekiah, trying to turn Hezekiah's own people against him, as he wanted to take over Hezekiah's kingdom. He did this by sending one of his chief officers to shout out to the people how Hezekiah was lying to them about God helping them, that Hezekiah was living in a fantasy world and mere words wouldn't beat their military strategy. "Don't listen to Hezekiah," they said. "He doesn't know what he's talking about. Listen to the king of Assyria. Deal with him. He'll give you a good life." This propaganda designed to terrify the people is what the devil does to us. Then this king, Sennacherib, sent a letter to King Hezekiah, and this is what it said. It said, "Assyrians are tough, and they're coming for you next. Don't let God you think so much of keep stringing you along. Take a good look at the wasted nations he destroyed by my ancestors. Did their gods do them any good? What makes you think you're an exception?" Doesn't that sound like what the devil does to us as well? And this is what King Hezekiah did in prayer. Hezekiah took the letter from the envoy and read it. He went to the temple of God and spread it out before God. And Hezekiah prayed. Oh, how he prayed. O God of Israel, seated in majesty on the cherubim throne, you are the one and only God, sovereign over all kingdoms on earth, maker of heaven and maker of earth. Open your ears, God, and listen. Open your eyes and look. Look at this letter Sennacherib has sent, a brazen insult to the living God. The facts are true, O God. The kings of Assyria have laid waste countries and kingdoms. Huge bonfires they made of their gods, their no gods, handmade from wood and stone. But now, O God, our God, save us from raw Assyrian power. Make all the kingdoms on earth know that you are God, the one and only God. So let's look at Hezekiah's prayer and see. That's the church notices. That won't do any good. And here, what can we learn? I've got 7 points. The first, Hezekiah got alone with God. There is corporate prayer that we all do together. There's little prayer groups, or there's praying on your own, which is the most effective time of your life when you get alone with God. 2, his prayer was immediate. He didn't rush off to his people and say, oh, anybody got an idea? Anybody got a plan? No, he went first to God. Very often when we're backed into a corner, God isn't the first choice. We panic. But God needs to be our first choice. We need to go to God first. 3, he was open and honest. Hezekiah was transparent before the Lord. I love this visual imaginary. He goes into the temple. He puts the letter in front of God and says, okay, God, what do we do next? What do I do next? 4 was he was honoring, humble, and respectful. Although he was a king of a nation, he knew his place before the King of Kings. He was bold. He said, give ear, O Lord, and hear, open your eyes, O Lord. He was somebody who'd spent time with, he had a good relationship with God. He was able to say anything to God. Well, we can anyway, but he was confident in that. He was dependent. In verses 17 to 18, he said, it is true, O Lord, that the Assyrian kings have laid waste these nations and their lands. Hezekiah knew he was out of his league, facing the Assyrians. From the way I see that Hezekiah responded to life, however, I don't think it mattered the size of the battle. Hezekiah was going to depend on God. It doesn't matter how big and enormous our problem is. We're dependent on God. God can do anything. Hezekiah's prayer was certain because it was based on his personal faith. In verse 19, Hezekiah prayed, now, Lord our God, deliver us from his hand, so that all kingdoms on earth may know that you alone, O Lord, are God. Hezekiah had faith in God that allowed him to pray with confidence. So we need to learn these lessons. First, we need to get alone with God. Go first to him above all else. Be open and honest before God. Be honoring, humble, and respectful of who God is. We need to be bold. We need to be dependent and to be certain. And God did answer Hezekiah's prayer.